بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم ايكم احسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. Respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, a few points here and there. In tonight's Taraweeh, we heard the 29 juz, alhamdulillah, may Allah Ta'ala accept it. And the very first surah is Suratul Mulk, which is, alhamdulillah, common to most of us, or all of us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressed a desire that I wish my ummah memorizes the surah. So this is the desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the ummah may learn this surah. In one narration, he has mentioned there is a surah that contains 30 verses, and any person who recites it, it will intercede on his behalf in the qabr. Therefore, it is known as al-mani'ah, al-munjiyah, the one that protects a person from the azab of the qabr. And Surah Mulk is masnoon to be recited every night. Like it is also masnoon to recite Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Surah Waqia. These are all masnoon surahs. So we should try and learn these surahs. 30 verses, one verse a day, in a month you know it. Those who can memorize quicker, the youngsters, if you're not a hafiz, you can try. If you learn 10 verses, inshallah, in 3 days you finish. Most probably we have 3 days left of Ramadan. Inshallah, through the barakat of Ramadan, even if you start, inshallah, you will complete it. The very beginning verses Allah Ta'ala talks about His being so blessed, Tabarak. Blessed is the one in whose control is the sovereignty, the kingdom. Everything belongs to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Everything is in His control. The entire universe, the sun, the moon, the stars, the galaxy, every single thing, Al-Mulk. In one verse, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, as is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in one verse, يَوْمَ نَطْوِي السَّمَاءَكَ طَيِّي سِجِلِ لِلْكُتُبِ. Allah says, we will wrap the skies and the earth. Allah will actually wrap, how you take a piece of paper and you wrap it and you hold it in your hand. Like that, Allah will wrap everything and hold it in His hand. And Allah says, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. To who does this kingdom belong to? Allah will question, the hadith of Rasulullah is mentioned, Allah will say, أَيْنَ الْجَبَّارُونَ أَيْنَ الْمُتَكَبِّرُونَ أَيْنَ الْجَبَابِرَةِ. We are those tyrant rulers. We are those proud, arrogant ones who are so merciless with the people. Allah will say, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. To who does everything belong to today? لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. To the one Allah who is most powerful. And therefore in Surah Fatiha, which is known as Ummul Qur'an, the mother of the Qur'an, meaning all the surahs, the gist of the surahs of the entire Qur'an is found in Surah Fatiha. If one ponders correctly and properly, you'll find similar themes, or in a nutshell, all these themes are mentioned in Surah Fatiha. And the Allah Ta'ala says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin, the master of the day of judgment, the controller of the day of Qiyamah. No person can make one move on the day of Qiyamah except with the permission of Allah. Nobody can speak except with the permission of Allah. Everybody is silent. So Allah reminds us that He is able over every single thing. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. The one who created death and life. Now obviously we came into this world, we had life, and then we pass away. Mufassirin explain, Allah mentioned maut first, then life, to draw our attention to our goal and our destination. That we are not going to live in this world forever. But prepare for maut. And therefore Rasulullah has mentioned in hadith, kafa bil mawti wa'idha. Maut itself is sufficient admonishment for you. A sufficient reminder, a waaz. What does it mean a waaz? A bayan. Somebody gives us a talk, advice. Maut is sufficient and advice for you. It's a reminder. It reminds you that you are not going to live in this world forever and ever. Your real abode is the hereafter. So prepare for that life. And therefore Rasulullah has mentioned, أَكْثِرُ ذِكْرَ هَذِي مِنْ لَذَّاتِ. Remember in abundance, the terminator, the cutter of all pleasures. All your fun and enjoyment, whatever you are busy doing, when mort strikes, you just collapse. Everything comes to an end. Allah wants to see, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Which of you is best in actions? Ulama explain that Allah wants to see not quantity, Allah wants to see quality. It doesn't mean a person must not read extra nafil and engage in nafil and voluntary ibadat, but Allah wants to see the quality of your ibadat. And therefore, Rasulullah s.a.w. taught Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, Mu'adh, he tells him, Wallahi inni la uhibbuk. Mu'adh, I love you. Rasulullah says, Allah's qasam, I love you. And he says, La tada'anna fi duburi kulli salatin. Don't forget, or don't leave out after every salat, the following dua, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Walla, assist me in making your dhikr. I'm weak. I can't make your dhikr correctly. You help me to remember you. You help me to make your shukr. I'm unable to really thank you. Allah, you help me to make your dhikr and your shukr. Wa husni ibadatik. And to make your ibadat in a husn, in a good way, in a beautiful way. So Allah has placed us into this world, and we are all going through examination, where we are, we have to perform good righteous deeds with iman. Have iman and righteous deeds. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ. Allah Ta'ala is most powerful, most forgiving. Allah reminds us again and again, He is most powerful, and He forgives, most forgiving. And then Allah talks about the creation of the skies, and we have mentioned this on numerous occasions, the qudrat of Allah, the power of Allah. And especially in these now surahs that we have heard in tonight's Taraweeh, and inshallah tomorrow also the khatam will take place with Allah's fadl and karam. Allah Ta'ala make it easy and accept. Most of these surahs are Makki surahs, meaning they were revealed in Makkah, according to most of the ulama, or most parts of these surahs were revealed in Makkah. And in Makkah, you find ayat pertaining to Allah Ta'ala's power, Allah's oneness, tawheed, Allah is one, and Allah's qudrat, and various signs will be shown, which you and I can see, visible signs, that will indicate to us that there's somebody behind these powerful things. The mountains, the clouds, the skies, the earth, the oceans. There's somebody who created all this. It didn't just occur on its own. Somebody created it. Somebody is controlling this entire system. And that is the most powerful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very briefly Allah talks about, Allah created the seven firmaments, the seven skies, tibaqa in layers. And Allah says, you will never find in the creation of the most merciful any disparity. Allah says, check, farji' al-basar. Look properly. Ponder over the sky. And Rasulullah SAW at tahajjud time, he would recite the verse in surah, in the fourth para, Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wal nahar la ayati li ulil albab. Really, in the creation of the skies and the earth, and in the alternation of the day and night, there are signs for the intelligent ones. Alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyama. Those who remember Allah in a standing position, وَقُعُودًا, and sitting, وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ, when they're resting also, they're pondering of Allah's qudrat, Allah's greatness. And when they look at Allah's greatness, be it the sky or the ocean, or the mountains, or the sun or the moon, what do they say? رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Oh, our Rabb, you have not created this in vain, for no purpose. سُبْحَانَكَ. Glory be to you. Meaning, you are free from all type of defects, faults, deficiencies. You are absolutely pure. So Allah says, look at the sky. هَتَرَى مِنْ فُطُورِ. Do you see any cracks in the sky, any fissures? Allah says, ثُمَّ ارْجِعِ الْبَصَرِ. Look again. You will look and look until your eyes will come back exhausted. يَنْقَلِبْ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرِ خَاسِئَةً. You will be at a loss. You won't find any holes. You won't find any cracks. وَهُوَ حَسِيرٌ. Your eyes will become tired, exhausted. And Allah said, Allah has beautified the skies of this world that we can see with beautiful stars. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then explained after that about Jahannam and Allah's maghfirat and Allah's qudrat and Allah's power. In the Surah Al-Qalam, there's an interesting incident which Allah ta'ala speaks about the people of the orchard or the garden. There were a group of youngsters or sons of a father. And the father was a very pious man. And whenever he harvested his crops and his fruit, he'll make sure he leaves a portion for the poor, the miskeen. That was his habit. Very generous indeed. So when he passed on, his children, they decided that we are not going to share any of the crops with the poor people. And to save ourselves from any embarrassment, because when we go there and all these poor people will come as normal and they stand there for their share, let us go early in the morning. So before they can even rise, we'll be finished harvesting our crops and selecting our fruit, and we'll come back home, and by the time they go there, everything is over. So Allah talks about, إِنَّا بَلَوْنَاهُمْ كَمَا بَلَوْنَا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ إِذْ أَقْسَمُوا لَيَصْرِمُنَّهَا مُصْبِحِينَ. They took an oath. We will go and reap our fruit and harvest our crops early in the morning. وَلَا يَسْتَثْنُونَ. They didn't say inshallah. Again, ulama explained the importance of inshallah, which also came in Surah Al-Kahf. Don't ever say tomorrow I will do something, except that you say with it, inshallah. Always say inshallah for anything that you would like to do then in future. So they did not say inshallah. Allah says, فَطَافَ عَلِهَا طَائِفٌ مِّن رَبِّكَ وَهُمْ نَائِمٌ. At night, Allah Ta'ala sent an azab, a cyclone, a hurricane, whilst these people were all asleep. فَأَصْبَحَتْ كَالصَّرِينَ. This entire orchard became devastated. Allah Ta'ala destroyed it completely. Ruined. They wake up in the morning, call one another, let's go to our field and our orchard, and we need to cut and take our fruit quickly, and they proceed. And they say that no miskin, no poor person has come today. So they rush and they go, and thinking that now they are going to be able to do or cut and reap the fruit. When they go there, they come to the farm, but because everything is destroyed, they think that we lost our way. فَلَمَّا رَأُوهَا قَالُوا إِنَّا لَضَالُّونَ. We missed our way. We came to some other farm. And when they check properly, and they check the route, and no, this is our farm, they realize, بَلْ نَحْنُ مَحْرُومٌ. In fact, we have been deprived. قَالَ أَوْسَطُهُمْ. One of the brothers, ulama and mufassirin say he was the more pious one. And he then tells them, أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ لَوْلَا تُصَّبِّحُونَ. Didn't I remind you of glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In other words, didn't I remind you that our father was a pious person and this should not be our attitude? Let's give them the poor, the share. قَالُوا سُبْحَانَ رَبِّنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. They said, we have done wrong. But immediately after that, فَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُمَ عَلَى بَعْضِ يَتَلَاوَمُونَ. Now they're putting the blame on one another. قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا طَاغِينَ. But after that they realized, no one is blaming one another. We transgressed. We did wrong. And then they make dua to Allah. أَسَى رَبُّنَا أَيُبْدِلَنَا خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا إِنَّا إِلَى رَبِّنَا رَاغِبُونَ. Perhaps Allah Ta'ala will then change and give us better than this. We've made a mistake. What we did, we thought we'll deprive those poor people. Allah deprived us completely. We will turn to Allah Ta'ala. We have hopes in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah says, this is how azab comes. Therefore, we should not do things that will transgress the limitations of Sharia. We try to deprive somebody who is a rightful recipient of that. Allah Ta'ala will deprive us completely. Ulama explained, the one who was pious, who warned his brothers initially, although he warned them, but he joined them. So he is part and parcel of the company, and therefore he suffers also. So this is also another lesson. Sometimes we stop some person, but then we sit and join them in that evil.
like the ulama of the Bani Israel, the first day they will see people doing wrong, and they will reprimand them, or they will make nahi anil munkar, they will stop them. But the next day when they find them in that same condition, they will sit to them in that same company. So Allah's azab came on the ulama also. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to understand these beautiful verses of the Quran and Majid. Allah help us to reform and rectify our mistakes and change our lives. There are so many beautiful lessons in the Quran. It is treasures upon treasures and treasures. But as I said, this is a very short program tonight. We will inshallah read Udurud and Salam and Dhikr, and we'll make dua. There won't be one session tonight because I promised the Itikaf brothers a separate session tonight, inshallah. But this does not mean that we should not make individual ibadah. This is collective ibadah now we're making so that people get some encouragement. Ideally, we should make our own ibadah, individual ibadah, whether we remain in the masjid or at home. Some tahajjud, inshallah, this is the last one or two days left. So let us not deprive ourselves. We still have a golden opportunity, as I mentioned yesterday, to ask Allah, beg from Allah, and to make amends, make tawbah, make istighfar before the month finishes. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah. It is already Friday also. And as I mentioned previously, we have been exhorted in the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ and encouraged to increase our durood upon Rasulullah ﷺ on a Friday. More than any other day, Friday we must increase it. This is a great ibadat for Friday. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله مقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم
إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وآل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته وجزه عنا ما هو أهله وجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومي ورسولا عن أمتي. وصلي على جميع إخواني من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله طيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا
إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله زاكية لله طيبات صلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات عباد صلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمد عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
Before we make dhikr, inshallah, we'll just recite the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدِعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah ta'ala says that Allah has got most beautiful names. Supplicate to Allah ta'ala with these names. These are very powerful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we won't go into the meanings, but inshallah, we'll recite it today, inshallah.
هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنعم المنتقم العفو الرؤوف
الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام الرب المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المعطي المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. إلا الله 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 illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allah,
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہمارے خطاؤں کو معاف فرما. يا الله ہم کمزور ہیں، يا الله يا الله ہم بیمار ہیں، يا الله يا الله ہم ضعیف ہیں، يا الله يا الله لیکن تو قادر ہے، يا الله يا الله تو قدير ہے، يا الله يا الله معاف فرما، يا الله معاف فرما. يا الله don't make us محروم، يا الله don't make us محروم، يا الله يا الله don't deprive us، يا الله يا الله give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat, give us abundant reward، يا الله يا الله accept our ibadat، يا الله accept our ramadan، يا الله accept our fasting، يا الله accept our tarawih، accept our tilawat، accept our dhikr، accept our durood، accept our programs، يا الله accept our sadaqat، يا الله accept our zakat، my Allah. Accept our i'tikaf، my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever good we have done، my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for not being sincere، my Allah. Forgive us for all the shortcomings and weaknesses، my Allah. Ya but Ya Allah, you are ash-shakur. You appreciate our little ibadat، my Allah. Ya Allah, it's not befitting to be presented to you، my Allah. But you are so kind، my Allah. You are arhamar rahimin. Ya Allah, you know our weakness، my Allah. You created us, my Allah. We are your makhluk, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are indebted to you only, my Allah. You have provided everything for us, my Allah. More than we can even imagine, my Allah. You are so generous, so loving, so kind, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have read in the Quran repeatedly how powerful you are. Ya Allah, you are one, my Allah. You have got no partners, my Allah. La sharika lak, my Allah. Ya Allah, nobody is like you, my Allah. Everything belongs to you, my Allah. Dunya is yours. Akhirat is yours. You have created Jannah, Jahannam. Everything belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you don't belong to any person, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are As-Samad. Ya Allah, you are not dependent on any person. But every single makhluk depends totally upon you, my Allah. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak night, our brothers have assembled here, my Allah. Through your kindness, our mothers and sisters and others listening at home, my Allah. They have great hopes now, my Allah. In these last two or three days, a few hours, my Allah. Ya Allah, now, ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. With your beautiful names to be recited now, my Allah. Ya Asma'ul Husna, my Allah. Ya Sifat al-Ula, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you by your Ismi Azam, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have committed too many sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, but we are not losing hope in your mercy, my Allah. We have learned about your mercy. Ya Allah, we have yaqeen in your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, believe us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are sincere now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got no other person to turn to, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are beggars, true faqirs in the true sense of the word, my Allah. Oh my Allah, there isn't a single person who can forgive us, my Allah. There isn't a single person who can accept our actions, my Allah. There isn't a single person who can make us die with iman, my Allah. There isn't a single person who can enter us into Jannah to Firdaus but you, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't turn away your merciful glance away from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's one merciful glance, my Allah. That one merciful glance, my Allah. Ya Allah, it will suffice us in dunya, qabr and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are trying, my Allah. Out of your fadl and karam, my Allah. There is no kamal on our side, my Allah. We have done nothing, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't snatch away the ni'mah that you have given us. Ya Allah, we are enjoying our Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are enjoying tilawat of the Quran and Taraweeh and taking your name. Half of the month of Ramadan. Let the sweetness not disappear, my Allah. Let this kafiyat not disappear, my Allah. Let this serenity and itminan of the heart not disappear, my Allah. Ya Allah, increase us every day more and more than, my Allah. With your ishq al-muhabbat and ishq al-muhabbat of Rasulullah s.a.w. Give us more tawfiq of doing more righteous deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, pave the way to Jannat for us, my Allah. Make it be enjoyable, my Allah. Make it be easy, my Allah. Make it be mazidar, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help us for our dunya also, my Allah. Ya Allah, all our problems, Ya Allah, you take care of our problems, my Allah. You solve our problems, my Allah. Every day we get some problem, my Allah. But there is only one person who can make hal of our mushkilat, and that is you, my Allah. Ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham. Mujib da'wat al-muttarin idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha. بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغرينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. Ya Allah, give us a good mort, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us die with iman, reciting the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us die in a good condition, may Allah. In sajda, in salahat, may Allah. Or reciting your Quran, may Allah. Or in riyadul jannah, may Allah. Oh, may Allah, give us mawt in Madinah Sharif, may Allah. Dharim al-jannatul baqi, may Allah. Quran is the shafa'at of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the khudi kuthur water from his mubarak hands, may Allah. Make us in the Jannah without any hisab kitab. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, your pious friends, my Allah. They have exiled, my Allah. They have gone far ahead, my Allah. We are so far behind, my Allah. Let it not happen in the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. There is no place for us near Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we kept far away. Ya Allah, we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we love him dearly, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have not seen him in dunya. Ya Allah, don't deprive us on the day after my being in his company, my Allah. Let it not happen that when we arrive there, we are chased away by the angels. We are told, suhqan, suhqan. And Rasulullah then chases us away, my Allah. Forgive us for not following his sunnah, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from bid'at, my Allah. Protect us from kufar, shirk, nifaq, my Allah.
and all types of evil, by Allah. Ya Allah, make the sunnah come into our lives. Ya Allah, those who don't have a beard, give them the tawfiq of keeping a beard, by Allah. Help us to keep our trousers above our ankles, by Allah. Ya Allah, help us to make use of the miswak in every single sunnah of Rasulullah, zahir and batin, by Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts. Our hearts have got too much of malice and hatred for one another, by Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, by Allah. Give us hidayat in tonight's tarawih we recited, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Ya Allah, you have mentioned to Rasulullah that he has a very exalted, high character, my Allah. Grant us the akhlaq of Rasulullah. Make us be tolerant and patient, my Allah. Make us be such people who forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us be jealous people, my Allah. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us good intentions, my Allah. Ya Allah, make people help us in good, my Allah. Don't make them be thorns in our path, my Allah. Remove all obstacles from our path, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our parents and grandparents, our wives and children, my Allah. Ya Allah, O musallis, especially of this masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, O mashayikh and asatis, our apas, our students, my Allah. Every single student of ours, of our past, present, and those who will still be our students, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all of them, ya Allah. Use all of us for the khidmat of your deen, of the ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Grant us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Make our risk become asan for us. Don't make us have to labor and toil, my Allah. Don't make us zaleel in dunya. Don't make us zaleel in akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill our desires, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Ya Allah, whatever du'as people requested, my Allah, so many have requested du'as before we came to i'tikaf, ya Allah. Answer all the du'as, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, some help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, some grant us Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have one more chance only, ya Allah. Ya Allah, if Laylatul Qadr has not passed, then grant it to us. If it has already passed, so grant us the barakat of Laylatul Qadr. Ya Allah, forgive us, emancipate our souls from the fire of Jahannam. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lilmuttaqina imama. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.